talking about one of my favorite subjects, golf. And Rochester is known for our golf courses. I have the executive director of the PGA of America this year's tournament in May at Oak Hill Country Club. Brian Carnes, how's it going?
It's going great. Yeah. Happy to be here. Yeah, I love talking about this. So thanks for having me on.
And we're a couple months away. Everything on time, I guess.
As much as we can control that. Yeah, I mean it's chaos, we're in February, right?
Here. Yeah. So
I mean you look at a script and you say I think everything is trending in the right direction.
Right.
But really the next 90 to 100 days are all about just putting out one fire, making sure that the train stays on the track. But I think, you know, the support we get from the community, from the club, it makes my job a lot easier. You know, there's years, there's markets you get into the last 5 months and you're still trying to, you know, sell tickets, recruit volunteers, you know, move some of our corporate hospitality packages. And here we're basically, you know, full on volunteers. We're sold out of essentially all of our tickets. The corporate's full. And that's just, you know, really indicative of a market that is so supportive, so engaged. It's probably one of the top reasons why we've continued to come back. I mean, this is for the fourth time we've hosted the PGA Championship here in addition to the Ryder Cup in 95. So it makes my job a heck of a lot easier when I don't have to sweat those things.
So people know that Rochester is a golfing community.
Yeah.
It's well known.
One of the first things I heard when I came here, when I was here for the KitchenAid Senior PGA in 2019, was golf is a professional sport of Rochester.
Yeah.
Right?
It really is.
People take that, you know, you've got the Bills and Sabres in Buffalo, you've really got Syracuse basketball, and just sort of, you know, athletics in general in terms of major college sports. But Rochester, that's their place.
And
the sports landscape in Western New York is golf. And Oak Hill is such a special place because it's, you know, stood the test of time. I mean, there's a lot of golf courses when you look back through, you know, where we were playing PGAs in the 50s, 60s, 70s that just haven't held up. Either they haven't sort of, you know, continued to evolve and put, you know, invest in the golf course. You know, maybe it's gotten too short. Whatever those reasons are, Oak Hill has just sort of always
stayed on the cutting
edge.
They're putting more into it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a big plan. They're spending a big boatload of money, right?
And they did, right. They did the restoration, which is kind of an interesting term. You know, some people will say renovation, redo. A lot of what golf courses are doing now and what Oak Hill did is they're going back to the original design. I sort of look at it like, you know, there's all these great, you know, homes with wood floors, and then the 70s and 80s, everybody put carpet on top of them, right?
Shag rug.
Exactly. So
pulling out the shag.
That's a lot of what it is, and going back to the original design of the golf course. And so I'm excited because this is the first time, you know, major championship we played in this new iteation of the East Course at Oak Hill.
The trees are gone. There's a lot of trees gone.
Trees have come down over the years.
It's pretty amazing.
And that's, you know, I'm not an agronomy expert at all. Uh-huh. You know, fortunately, Oak Hill has Jeff Corcoran and his team, which are basically some of the best in the industry in terms of growing grass and getting golf course in that shape. You know, trees are an interesting conversation because people, you know, inherently like trees, right?
Sure.
That's sad.
Absolutely.
I don't want to see trees go. But you know, obviously trees, grass, they're competing with each other. The sunlight, there's a lot of science now that sort of goes into it to say, look, if we want to grow this grass efficiently, then, you know, there needs to be more sunlight.
A lot of golf courses around here are doing that. They have to open things up so they get more air so they dry out quicker and better and
exactly.
get sunlight to them. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's crucial. And so they've definitely done a lot with trees, but it's still just as spectacular as ever. And again, I'm excited for people that haven't seen it since the restoration to get out there and see what they've been able to do.
Yeah. Ticket wise, you just said, is it pretty much sold out?
So we went on sale last summer with tickets, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the week-long tickets essentially sold out overnight.
Right.
And then we do still have a limited number of Thursday tickets available, and then a few for practice rounds on Monday and Tuesday. Those are obviously a little bit lighter.
Right.
It's been incredible, and I think it just shows you how popular golf is right now. I think two people here, it's been circled on the calendar. It certainly helped us having the senior PGA here in 19 because people knew that, hey, a couple years down the road—
Yep.
PGA's
we
coming
were talking
back
about
and,
it then,
and,
yeah.
and you know, we don't have to remind people because they know how fast tickets go here. So
do we have any plans future yet?
There's nothing on the books.
Nothing on the books yet. But I know how many years out do you plan the PGA
locations? It's interesting because it's changed over the years. And like the USGA, you know, you look at some US Opens, they've got some that are out to like 2050.
Right.
And we've got a few, you know, congressional country club where we've got, you know, a Ryder Cup in 15 years. There's some events, but we've kind of gotten into a rhythm where it's probably 6 to 8 years is probably the best time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, you just don't know what a market's going to look like. That's, you know, the business is so big now that yes, the golf course is essential. You want to have some great track that the players are really going to be pushed by. But you also need a community that's going to support it, you know, from a business standpoint, from a volunteer. And so, yeah, you just never know what's going to happen in you know, 15 years. So we've kind of got into that rhythm where it's I think we don't have anything on the books past 2030.
Okay.
From PGA. But I think everyone, you know, the club sort of feels like that's a great time frame. You know, 10 years in between each gives a chance to, you know, everybody kind of recovers. Maybe there's a senior PGA or a women's PGA in between. To kind of keep everyone still involved. But, you know, what's great is the Oak Hill membership has a fantastic relationship with the PGA of America.
Right,
And that's, you know, we want to be in business with people that sort of buy into what we're trying to do and grow the game and run these championships at a high level, but really make the community a part of it. I mean, that's the big thing. That's why we move in here. That's why we got a staff to live.
Well, you know, that's the thing about this town, too. I mean, we used to support the LPGA like crazy. I mean, we were animals when it came to that. You know, we were really good about it. We were one of the highlights of the tour, and that was so sad that went away.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that's probably the number one indicator of a market that you're going to have success is when you take smaller events that maybe aren't as high profile. And I think back to, the 19th senior PGA, and, you know, we set attendance records, ticket sales. I mean, it was, we just blew every metric that we determined success by, we just blew through it.
Right.
And so these are the kind of places, again, that someone in my position, we want to be, because my job is a lot easier. I've been in markets that aren't as easy.
Struggling.
You're out there, you're more of a carnival barker. You're just, you know, going to every street corner saying, hey, please get involved. And here it's totally the other direction.
Yeah, you didn't come here to sell tickets today.
I know. it's really just more of a reminder and getting people excited because, right, so many of the tickets have been purchased. And obviously in the next, you know, 30 to 45 days, we'll start releasing a little bit more information on, you know, parking and some of those specifics.
Right.
A lot of it is rinse and repeat from past years. You know, we'll still have parking for Lodge and Republic at Monroe Community College. We've got volunteers, some people parking at Nazareth, St. John's. So that's, you know, part of what we've been doing the last 18 months is trying to put those pieces together. You know, and you want to make sure you're collaborating with everyone so that, you know, we're not doing something on the same day as a graduation or we're not, you know, trying to create, you know, any more chaos than we already are.
And the volunteer roles were filled immediately too, I understood.
Yep. We've never had, even for the senior PGA, we filled our positions in 24 hours. So it's been incredible. And we need probably twice the number of volunteers for a PGA championship than we do for a senior. And we filled them, again, essentially overnight.
So now let's talk numbers. I mean, this is what we're talking about is what the impact on our community when a major sporting event like the PGA comes to town. What kind of numbers? I mean, you guys have your estimates. Can you spit out a few numbers?
Yeah, I mean, I can, absolutely, because it's a great number to look at. And you know, in the recent years, you look at Tulsa and you know, Charleston, South Carolina, where we've been the last 2 years, it's been anywhere between $100 and $140 million in economic impact. And obviously, you know, your different, you know, regional groups are going to, you know, measure that different. You know, there's formulas they put in. But yeah, I mean, it's turned into a $100 million plus economic impact event.
I know people that are, they have to travel pretty far to get hotel rooms.
Yeah.
That week.
It's so difficult to get hotel rooms. It's just amazing. And it was great. It was so cool being in Tulsa sort of during the COVID process. And then seeing what this event meant, right? Because so many of the businesses, whether it was hotels, it was restaurants, you know, were so impacted by COVID.
Sure.
So, you know, having the senior PGA in 21 and then the PGA in 22, it was incredible to see the impact on those particular businesses and how they were able to take advantage of it. And I think in addition to that, too, there's a long-term play that it really legitimizes these communities is, you know, people see, hey, the PGA went there. They took their biggest event to Rochester. Why couldn't we take our event there?
Yeah,
you know, why
exactly.
couldn't we? And you hope that this is a springboard, really, where the next 10 years, it just, you know, the light that is shown on Rochester, you know, via the CBS broadcast and ESPN, that people just, you know, it sort of turns into that, hey, Rochester is a place we want to be, whether it's, you know, golf, it's gymnastics, it's any sort of event. That now it sort of legitimizes Rochester
right,
as a place
right.
that can happen.
So Jim Nance is going to be in town.
Yeah, he'll be in town. Yeah,
he'll be here.
He'll be in town. They'll all be here. I mean, it's really kind of thrilling. I mean, even as long as I've been with the PGA, I mean, almost 15 years. You just you forget how cool that is that these people come
and
they love places like Oak Hill. I mean, the golf enthusiasts, the broadcasters, the players that are familiar with this, and most are. A lot of these golfers are.
They know I got married there, right?
It's
a true story.
Really? It's a great place to get married. It's great. I've been to a few weddings there and some receptions. But yeah, I mean, it's an institution in Rochester. And so I'm just, again, for me, it's an amazing thing to be a part of the legacy of Oak Hill.
Now, I have to ask this. Liv.
Yes.
What is up with that?
It's a great,
I'm sorry. Is that a dirty word?
It's not. I mean, I think, you know, there's not much of an answer because, you know, the question is I mean, it's so broad, right? You can take it any number of directions. And, you know, I think there's still some things that are left to shake out and people, you know, somewhat above my pay grade.
Those decisions haven't been made yet then.
Not yet. You know, and so I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in golf in the next year.
Right.
And, you know, at the PGA of America, we're about growing the game. I mean, that's really our core mission. We've got the championships that we run, but the day-to-day business, the PGA of America is supporting the 28,000 men and women professionals.
Right, right.
So we just want more people playing golf. And, you know, if that's, you know, what new golf tours bring to the table, then I think there's a certain element of that's encouraging. But I think, you know, the general fan wants there to be some sort of, you know, conclusion to this.
And we still have Rory with the local ties, right?
And there's nobody better to have than Rory. I mean, it's remarkable how much he's evolved and just sort of the voice of reason. I mean, anytime you hear him talk, I mean, everyone in our industry, I mean, you listen. He is the voice really of reason in a lot of ways. And so, yeah, I think it's exceptionally cool that he's got the ties to Rochester. And I know it's going to be really important for him to come. And obviously he's playing at a really, really high level last week. And, you know, to me, he's still, you know, between him and John Rahm and there's a few others. I mean, there's if they come out and play their best, they're going to win.
Who's number one? Last weekend, it was my son's wedding, so I didn't get to watch as much.
Yeah.
So who's number one now? Did we get a new number one as of last week?
I don't think he has. I thought there was a chance if he won last week, John Rahm, that he would move in. And obviously, you know,
I heard something of it. You know, I'd have it on in the background getting my tuxedo on or something.
Yeah. Well, to me, there's no question that right now, I mean, Rory and John Rahm are the two best players. You know, whatever the world golf rankings are sort of saying at the time, I know that's, you know, become a point of contention.
Right.
It's pretty easy to see that, you know, when John Rahm goes out and is you know, just destroying every golf course. When Rory is playing at that level, they're basically impossible to beat.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing. And you know, like I said, he's got family here now.
Yeah,
you know, Rory does. So
it's cool. Yeah, the way that all played out, and his wife used to work for the PGA of America, and so was one of our colleagues for a number of years. And
can you confirm or deny if he's a member at Oak Hill? Because that's a rumor out there that he is.
I honestly don't know. I haven't asked that question. It's been, I don't know if that's taken place, but I'm sure they'd love to have him.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably he can afford to get in, right?
yeah. I don't think that's going to be a hurdle to him getting in.
No. Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe there's some big house being built out Ontario way on the lake, and everybody's saying that's Rory's building a house here. There's always some Rory story going on, you know, between Oak Hill and big houses being built around town here.
Yeah,
so
who knows,
you know?
Yeah.
I just go, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'll believe it when I see it.
Either way, it's a good story, right? It's a good story to have out there.
So the PGA is coming to town. What edition is this? This is up. What number is it?
Oh my gosh, 105th?
Wait,
the 100th was in 2018. That was in St. Louis. I should have known. I think 104th was the last year.
One of the four majors every year. If you're not familiar with the golf, you know, it starts in April at Augusta, right, with the Masters, and then it comes here.
Yep.
And then where's the Open this year?
The U.S. Open is in L.A.
Okay.
At L.A. Country Club. I don't know where the Open Championship is this year. But yeah, I mean, it's wild. And I think
this is one of the four big ones.
Yeah. And you know, the golf season, where normally Masters kind of kicks it off, but under this new schedule, you've got the Players Championship in March now. So really, we've kind of continued to move that. I know here a lot of people, because the winter takes until April to start thinking about golf. But the fact that you've got the Players Championship in March, and then we're really excited about the Netflix series that's coming out in a couple weeks.
Oh, what's that?
It's I can't remember what it's called. It's the I should know this, but they took the same format that the F1 series does, but basically behind the scenes.
Oh, cool.
So for last year, they followed around 20 or 25 of the top players, and for example, what I'm excited about is there's going to be a whole episode. They'll drop it all at once. I think it's February 15th on Netflix. It's all dumped at once. There's a full episode on the PGA Championship at Southern Hills.
Oh, okay.
And they were following Justin Thomas with the camera, who ended up winning in a playoff. Mito Piera, who double bogeyed the 18th to miss the playoff by one. So I think it's going to be some really, really compelling, television or
can't
Netflix.
Wait. And well, here in Rochester, football's over.
Yeah, which is sad. I mean, that was wild.
The season's over. Nobody cares anymore. So
it was. It was hard. I was hoping we would, get to the Super Bowl and.
Another
and that
week
would
or
be
so,
a thing,
yeah.
But still, yeah, it's we knew that we kind of laid low because we knew that as long as the Bills were playing, that was going to be the focus of 99.9% of sports fans.
Well, yeah, and who knows? Maybe Josh will show up. He's a big golf fan.
He it's been cool. I think when I was here last summer, he was actually out playing at Oak Hill, and it's fun to see athletes, and there's a lot of them, particularly after COVID, where they all had downtime. You see him so enthusiastic about golf.
Right.
And it's actually sort of like humanizing, because you see these, a guy like Josh Allen who does incredible things on the football field, is one of the best in the business, and then he goes out and
he can shank.
Right. It's a challenge for him to try to hit a drive straight.
Sure.
And I've seen him hit some great shots and long. But you just have such an appreciation for the professional golfers, and how their craft is.
They don't play the same game we play.
Nope. It's still one of my favorite things to do when you're, by the range, just watching those guys, or certainly there's a number of LPGA players too, that you just watch them practice. You watch him hit a wedge shot, and you just go, how do you swing that ball? It sounds different than when I hit the ball.
Yes. Brian Carnes, the executive director of the PGA of America, coming to town here in May. What's the date again?
15th through the 21st.
Thank you for the insight on the tournament.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
If you need any help, just let me know.
I will,
I'm here for you.
I'll let you know.
And thanks for coming in and filling us in on what's going on at Oak Hill.
Yep, anytime.